Hey guys, welcome to JL's Rising. This is actually the third broadcast for this women's ministry. It is that Kingdom Movement for the Kingdom Women, and I just welcome you all to come to join our Facebook page, JL's Rising, to keep up with the broadcasts. I actually had someone scheduled to go live with me today, but she couldn't make it. So I'm going to fly solo on this one because I felt like the Lord wanted me to release this to encourage and to empower you ladies out there to keep this one word within your spirit, persevere. That's the word that he kept drawing to me today. And I want to share with you a very short word to encourage you. Just a word that the Lord dropped in my spirit. And I want you to let that drop within your spirit, the word persevere. I know sometimes it gets really hard when you're not seeing anything around you change or take place. And it's so easy to want to give up. But the Lord is calling you at this moment. He's calling you to persevere. And he led me to the account of Hannah. And we're all very familiar with that account. She was in such a dark season of waiting, and some of you may be there now, but just know that your struggles have not fallen upon a deaf ear. Hannah knew where to take her problems. She took them straight to God in prayer. It said in 1 Samuel 1:10, in bitterness of soul, Hannah wept much and prayed to the Lord. In our situations, no matter how desperate, how broken that situation may be, we are not to fix it ourselves. We can't fix it. Even though it may seem like that we can or we should, it is not for us to fix it. And, you know, it may seem like, well, what have I done that God punished me, or have I done something wrong? God doesn't want you to have that mindset. You know, Hannah could have easily had that mindset because she couldn't have a son. But God wants you to get your focus off of that kind of mindset. You didn't do anything wrong. He's not trying to withhold his goodness from you. He wants you to get your eyes off of that and get your eyes up on him and change your focus. Because in every situation, his timing is perfect. You know, a key verse in that chapter actually says the Lord had closed her womb. And, you know, we may not understand why he did that. We may not understand the purpose or the plan behind it, but the Lord has a set and appointed time for each and everything that he does. Samuel was to be born at a crucial time in history. No sooner, no later. There was an appointed time for Samuel to come forth. Because, you know, he had to get Hannah to that place that she'd be willing to take Samuel to be raised by Eli as a priest. And, you know, there was just a set appointed time for each and everything. And it's the same with our situations. There is an appointed time for it to come forth. In her brokenness and pain, Hannah trusted God's power and ability to work on her behalf. She trusted that God was able to do this miracle for her. She knew he was the only one that could. And she had such an answer, you know, she just continued to strive for that answer. And she continued to go every day in prayer. And this was not what I would call a nice little neat prayer. This was a cry in agony. She was pouring out her soul before the Lord with a tear-stained face. She was crying out one of those ugly cries. I mean, this is not just a bowed down quiet kind of cry. She was crying out from the depths within her that so desired and so wanted a child. Hallelujah. And so many times I know where she's been. She was in that very dark midnight hour. And for many of us, we've grabbed a hold of the horns of the altar. We have held on with all our might. We have entered into that Jacob moment that says, Lord, I will not let go until you bless me. I will not let go until you move. And I may leave here with a limp. Hallelujah. But I'm leaving here learning how to lean up on you. And I just pray right now that whatever it is that you're struggling, whatever it is that you're wrestling God for, that he will begin to pour it out upon you and he will bless you. Hallelujah. Just don't let go. I just felt that so strongly within my spirit. Don't let go, because she knew the only relief that she could find was in God alone. Hallelujah. She believed God would say, would do what he said he would do. She was no longer downcast because it's that mindset that encouraged her, because she didn't have to worry. He is faithful to his word. We do not have to worry, whatever it is that we are praying for. And Hannah was faithful and strong to uphold her end of the prayer as a commitment to God's plan. God asked her to bring Samuel forth and to give him back to him, to give him to Eli, to be raised as that priest. And as heart-wrenching as that would be for a mother to release her young son, she did not waver. She didn't run away and tell God that it was too hard for her to do, or too hard, too difficult to let go. She knew she had to step forth in that obedience, as hard as it was. Hallelujah. God will never allow your pain and brokenness to have the final word. It doesn't have the final word. He has the final word when it comes to your situations in your life. Hallelujah. Even in the midst of the most difficult seasons, he's not going to let it have the last word over you. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. He will pour out that grace and that mercy abundantly over your life. And she gave God the praise for the way that he worked. And I'm saying to you right now, there's some ladies out there, you're standing in that situation much like Hannah, but you're wanting to give up. And God said to trust him just as Hannah did. That is a word for you ladies out there. Trust him just as Hannah did. Though sometimes it's hard to see and to understand what he's doing. You know, we have such deep longings in our heart and we don't always understand, but we can be confident that he will fulfill his prayers here upon this earth and within our lives. He just asks us to trust him. That's all he's simply asking us to do, is to trust him. Hallelujah. He will never turn a deaf ear to our struggle. And though it may seem like it, he has heard your cries in the midnight hour. You know, he is not just the savior of a bloodstained warrior. He is the savior of that broken one. He is the savior of that orphan. He is the savior of that addict. He is the savior of that misunderstood wife. He is the savior, hallelujah, of the anxiety-stricken sufferer, the physically challenged, the mentally challenged. He is our Savior over all. He knows your pain. He knows your affliction. And he is Jehovah Rapha, the Lord, our healer. And the word of the Lord that he would have me to speak over to you right now is the words open womb. And we know that Hannah desired for her womb to be opened, and it was. I mean, she cried such a prayer that the priest thought that she was drunk. So this was not a nice little tidy prayer, as I said before. She was crying out with everything within her. I mean, have you been there? I know I have, and I know that I'm not alone when I say that. God does not want you to just fulfill that one small dream. She desired a son. But he has so much more plans for you. And the reason I say the word open womb, because God is getting ready to open up your womb, to begin to birth and bring forth some things in your life, the plans, the dreams that he has for you. He's going to bring it to its fulfillment. Hallelujah. So I just want to speak that over you ladies right now. I want to speak that word persevere, because there's an open womb. He's beginning to open up a womb of birthing. A new thing is dawning. Hallelujah. They are springing up even now. And you just continue to stand. You continue to push. You continue to persevere. Hallelujah. Trust him, ladies. Trust him just as Hannah did. Even if it's anyone else out there watching it, I mean, men and women, trust him just as Hannah did, because that was such a very strong trust. She went every day. She knew that she was going to get that breakthrough. She expected God to move, and she held on to that altar, and she cried out like a drunken woman, but she got her answer. She got the breakthrough at that appointed time, that crucial time, that set time that God had. Hallelujah. He brought forth the breakthrough. He opened up her womb. That dream, that birthing took place. And that is what is going to begin to take place within you. That dream, that birthing is going to begin to take place. He is opening up some wombs that have been barren. and some things are going to begin to come forth. Trust him, just as Hannah did. And right now, I just want to speak a fresh wave of the miraculous right now. I just release it over these airwaves. Any of you that's watching this video right now, I just release that wave of his healing. Hallelujah. I just continue to prophesy over you. Those wounds will begin to open. New things will begin to come forth. A new birthing of things will begin to come forth. Hallelujah. The birthing of your heart's desires and even God's plans for you will begin to spring up, because he has so much more for you, and you trust him. That's all he's asking you to do, is to trust him. So I speak right now a fresh strength and fire and anointing over these airways, and just a strength to begin to rise up within you that you will persevere. Hallelujah. Get that word within your spirit to persevere, and don't let go. I just bless each and every one of you that has tuned into this broadcast, those of you that have come to the Jails Arising Facebook page and have joined in on this kingdom movement. I just felt so strongly with this ministry, this women's ministry. You know, he's looking for the jails to arise, to take that tent peg of truth and thrust it into this generation. Hallelujah. So come forth, JLs. He is calling you to the front lines. And right now, I just want to thank you all for tuning into this broadcast. I did fly a little solo today. We will have another special guest on here with me the next time I do one. I had a lot of technical difficulties today, but I was not going to let this word sit idly by and not release it over the body. Even if I did have to come on here and pre-record, which I did, that's why I didn't get to go live with you all. I had to go the route of pre-recording and then posting, but I will get the bugs worked out. We will go live on the next JLs Arising as we did before, but I just want to keep y'all updated. And I just thank you all for just tuning in. And I just want to continue to speak God's continued blessings. And I just say, be encouraged. Be of good cheer. The Lord thy God is with you. He is surround you on every side. He is that ring of fire round about you. And he's opening up that womb for new things. It's not going to be barren any longer. Trust him, just as Hannah did. God bless each and every one of you, and until next time.